On 90.3 KAZU, I'm Christelle Manzon. John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath turns 75 today. The book recounts the struggles of the Joad family, who lost their Oklahoma farm and traveled to California at the height of the Depression. When it appeared in 1939, it was banned and burned in some cities, but it also won a Pulitzer Prize and National Book Award, selling nearly 500,000 copies within a year. KAZU's Rowan Moore Garrity reports from Steinbeck's hometown of Salinas, where he went in search of the author's modern legacy.
So John's grandparents lived in this house.
Tour guide Nancy Montana says Steinbeck's boyhood home only narrowly avoided becoming a parking lot in the 1970s.
John was born in this room.
Today, the two-story Victorian has been restored as a volunteer-run restaurant. The menu features dishes Steinbeck's mother might have served 100 years ago.
Beef stroganoff, chicken vicata, chicken spinach crepes. She did a lot with chicken.
Over the years, the Steinbeck House restaurant has collected furniture, keepsakes, and photographs from the author's family and friends. In the old guest room, a glass case holds Steinbeck's high school ring and early printings of his books.
We have a set of their tableware, John Steinbeck's whiskey, don't ask me how we got that, 1947. You'd think he'd drink it.
Nearby, the National Steinbeck Center is crowded with dioramas inspired by East of Eden and Of Mice and Men. One installation features Gary Sinise in the 1990 Broadway adaptation of The Grapes of Wrath.
Maybe like Casey says, a fella ain't got a soul of his own, only a piece of a big one.
11-year-old Jonathan Narenberg is the youngest fan here, all the way from South Bend, Indiana.
It's all about the characters, if you ask me.
He says Steinbeck's writing
really describes the character in a way that you really get to know them.
He loved Cannery Row in The Pearl, but he only made it halfway through The Grapes of Wrath before he had to return it to the library. His takeaway?
Well, I can just see that I'm very lucky that I'm not facing any hardships.
To Jonathan, the exhibit is a look back at the Dust Bowl. But curator Marcos Cabrera says his job at the Steinbeck Center is to connect the author's work with stories of modern-day Joads.
Farm laborers here are still among the most underserved, the most downtrodden, you know, and perform backbreaking labor that is still not fully recognized and appreciated.
In May, the 34th annual Steinbeck Festival will include a documentary based on oral histories collected along the Joad's path from Oklahoma to Bakersfield. Those interviews, Cabrera says, show the Joad family story is still happening. Rowan Moore Garrity, KAZU News.